all of the ways that you've investigated there to try to improve high-frequency reception.
When we left Cliffwood and went into Homedale, we really went in, dug into this situation as to what we could do with from the equipment then to clear up the voice. And we developed triple detection systems and that sort of thing so that we could do things to the intermediate frequency, like control the frequency and control the phase and all that sort of thing. Well, this developed into quite interesting systems. The first thing we did was to build up a constant frequency oscillator. Now, to build that up, we had to start with a zero temperature coefficient crystal. Bond made that for us in Heising's group. And then we put that in a large copper bomb. And had that copper bomb temperature controlled to 130 degrees. And we set the whole business in a box that was temperature controlled to a tenth of a degree. And the output of that unit was 1 megacycle. Now later on, we were able to calibrate this from a 1,000 cycle signal which originated in the Naval Observatory in Arlington.
Yes.
And that was transmitted up to West Street, and from West Street was transmitted down to Homedale. And we multiplied that up to a megacycle. And we united these two frequencies. And we could hold that thing steady so that you had a meter that would indicate a cycle difference, you know, fractional, just a phase difference in the two. And we could get that meter to stay at one position for it. Considerable time, maybe a matter of a half an hour or so. There would be no change. Well, this is our constant frequency source. Now, we used this, we stepped up the 1 megacycle to near the shortwave carrier frequency, say 20 megacycles. And then we added to it from a very stable vacuum tube oscillator that would oscillate in the hundreds of kilocycles range. And that was temperature control, and the inductance was a toroidal coil that we had made for that with a very high Q, so that the frequency would not wobble. And we added to that, we were able then to get a very stable signal. Now, the first thing that we developed was a servo mechanism. And it was probably the first servo mechanism that was ever used to stabilize radio frequencies. Because the Leeds and Northup recorder that moved a condenser.
I remember that well.
That was connected to this very stable low frequency oscillator. And with that we were able to hold the frequency of the incoming signal steady, and were able to record it. And one of the first visitors to the laboratory to see that was Appleton from the British Post Office. And he was amazed at the jumps in frequencies that we observed in their stations. And we were able to show other stations with the same apparatus that did not have a frequency change. And that was the first knowledge that the British had that their frequency was not as stable as the thought of us. It was quite good for control and jump. So when he returned to England, they quit. Well, from this, we were able to, having this stable control on the incoming signal, we were able to take this signal and run it through filters and lop off the sidebands. We were able to take a single sideband and introduce a new carrier, a new stable carrier, and get good quality. And this had been developed to the point that we finally had three receivers. I forget whether it was two or three. We had three antennas, but maybe we only had two receivers. And we're able to take signals like this. And we were able to take a transatlantic signal and receive it single sideband, double sideband, with a resupplied carrier. Or we could receive it, there was a third method that we used, I forget what that third.
You could take either sideband with or without carrier.
Yeah.
Or you could receive double sideband. That didn't work.
Or we could receive a single sideband with a smoothed out carrier or with a resupplied carrier separately. And we had arranged a demonstration of that. We had two long tables in the laboratories. And one of the, there was Frank Polkinghorne, there was A.A. Oswald, there was H.D. Arnold, there was W. Wilson, and there was Frank Cowan, and H.D. Priest, C.R. England, and so forth. And these people were all seated along this table. And they each had a single receiver. And they had a little switch in front of them that they could switch and receive single sideband with a carrier or with a resupplied carrier, or they could receive double sideband with a smoothed out carrier at the flip of the switch. Now you were there and you perhaps remember.
I can remember, not that particular instance, but I can remember being with a gang like that on some occasions. You recall, however, that I went down there practically every Friday afternoon. Every Friday. And my job was to go around and find out what you fellows were doing.
Yeah.
And consequently, I can't remember specifically particular things too well. I can remember the trend of things and what I learned, but what happened on a particular time, I do not remember so well.
And I'm still amazed at the speed at which we put those cables together. Cables as big as your arm, you know, full of high-frequency currents. And Sam Reed would build them and put them together. And how we ever kept those wires separated, I'll never know.